KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
SNL, escucha, estamos en la lucha. SNL, escucha.
Demonstrators chanted in Spanish outside NBC in New York City to protest Donald Trump's appearance on Saturday Night Live. Coming up soon, dozens of protesters had marched from Trump Tower to Rockefeller Plaza. The Republican presidential candidate has said the protests will increase the show's viewership. Five tanker cars of a BNSF railway freight train that derailed today in western Wisconsin have been leaking ethanol into the Mississippi River. The AP's Jeff Bannon reports authorities haven't said exactly how much ethanol might have leaked into the water, how long cleanup might take, or when the railway might reopen.
Crews are working now to recover the spilled ethanol and to right the trains. It's going to be a long process, but BNSF says there was no fire, smoke, or injuries, and there is no threat to the public.
The Federal Railroad Administration will investigate. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is endangering world order.
In a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, Carter mentioned Russian involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy.
Carter says Russia is undertaking challenging activities at sea, in the air, in space, and cyberspace.
And most disturbing, Moscow's nuclear saber rattling raises questions about Russia's leaders' commitment to strategic stability.
Carter says the U.S. is taking a strong and balanced approach to deter Russia's aggression. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal authorities say there are charges against three security screeners at San Francisco International Airport for alleged drug charges. This is AP Radio News. Customs and Border Protection staff have concluded that agents and officers shouldn't be required to wear body cameras.
According to two people familiar with the findings, the year-long review cited cost and a host of other reasons to hold off equipping Border Patrol agents with body cameras. The review, which is yet to be made public, found that operating cameras may distract agents while they're performing their jobs, may hurt employee morale, and may be unsuited due to the hot, dusty conditions in which Border Patrol agents often work. I'm Ross Simpson.
In Florida,
Hello, Dolly.
A production of Hello, Dolly is breaking ground with a male taking on the iconic lead role made famous by females Carol Channing and Barbara Streisand. The Sun Sentinel says it's taking place in Boca Raton. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.